Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 17th. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota for our 30th episode.
Whoa!
Of the Buffering Podcast. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me as always is...
Adam Erdman.
How's it going, Adam? How was C2E2?
It was fantastic. We had a great weekend. It was a lot of fun. I know a couple of people who got portfolio reviews with Marvel, so that's pretty fantastic. And we got to talk to a lot of fun people and spread the word about Mindwave Comics. So
cool.
That was great fun.
Which that's mindwavecomics.com, right?
Yes, it is.
Possible. Sure. Yeah, give it a look.
Yeah, or Google it. You know.
Right.
So yeah.
And then meet anybody fun? I know that Ian McNeice was
absent.
Was absent. So
yes.
Anyone else?
But. I got to go with to Q&A sessions with John Barrowman, who plays Captain Jack Harkness on Doctor Who and Torchwood. And I got to go to a Q&A with Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO in the Star Wars movies. And they were both hilarious and charming and lots of fun to listen to. John Barrowman especially. He's just such an awesome showman and he's the kind of guy where I feel like if I knew him, like, individually, we would definitely be friends. Like, I would want to be friends with that guy instead of just kind of like a celebrity who's way up here, you know? Who's like, whatever. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Lots of great costumes that we saw out there, too. One of my favorites was... the Rocketeer. We saw a really good Rocketeer costume with the jetpack and everything and the helmet. Yeah, but, you know, plenty of goofy, silly costumes as well.
Right.
So,
and yeah. you got a bonus track, right?
Yes, indeed. There will be one coming out sometime this week.
We'll put it up probably we could do it tomorrow for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday complete lineup.
Yeah.
So... if you haven't already found it, since it should be up on Wednesday or Thursday, check it out, which is a perfect lead-in to how you can find that bonus track. You can find it at bufferingpodcast.com in our bonus track archive, where we have lots of mic checks. We do all of our mic checks up there. Any bonus games that we play after the show, anything like Build-A-Title, the Leonard Maltin game, Movie Bluff, our game that Adam came up with. We did a couple Mystery Science Theater 3000 things, so there's a lot to choose from. You can also find our old episodes on there. Everything's on there. It's Flash-based, so you can listen to it from your computer, or they are MP3s, so feel free to download them from now. What you can also do is you can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names, current or previous. We put them all up there, so everybody who appears on Buffering is iTunes searchable, which is always fun. You can follow us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, because buffering didn't fit, but basically get any updates regarding our website or anything on iTunes or any of our other social media stuff. Find a lot of pictures on there, too. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare, where we are now official and have a window cling, even though we don't have a street-facing window.
Huh.
So we framed it instead. So it's...
window cling.
Exactly.
Legit.
And you can also find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can hear our show on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed. And there's no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio. Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
Fart syndrome strikes again.
Yes, I guess so.
But we should introduce our guests who are here tonight. We have two returning guests, so you can find their old episodes on all that stuff that we were just talking about.
Yes, indeed. One of which was part of the adventure this weekend. The driver...
John, you went to C2E2?
No.
the driver, and he'll also appear on the bonus track that we did for C2E2. And so here he is. He's Joel Vollmer.
Hello.
And always a pleasure to have along. Here's John Schrader.
Former Hello. Roommate John Schrader.
Yes, it's true.
Captain Engagement.
Also true.
Yes.
And that picture. That love
picture.
Oh,
let's
picture.
Not even talk about it. Let's just not.
Is there a way that you can put the photo up on the podcast so as people are listening?
We'll pass on that one.
We'll blur out your faces.
You can put like the little black bar across his eyes.
Or just over your face so it looks like you're having a bad time.
Yeah. At this point, you'd have to obtain the legal rights from our photographer.
Oh, I'd leave the watermark on there.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it'd be cool.
Yeah. How was C2E2 for you?
It was cool. It was a good time. I had very... I don't know if I had low expectations for it, but I went in with very few things that I wanted to achieve, and the okay. things I wanted to achieve were pretty reasonable. I wanted to break even financially.
Okay.
I came out, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $40 ahead.
All right.
So that's... I turned a profit.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that I would be able to get a portfolio review and maybe build a contact with somebody from DC or Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened. So that was very exciting.
Cool.
And I wanted to have some fun, and that also happened. I also wanted my car not to be stolen, and that too occurred. So
yes,
that was good.
That also happened.
Because what part of Chicago is this in?
The convention?
The convention where you were staying.
We were staying over at Logan Square.
Okay.
And the convention is, I think it was at the McCloskey Center?
McCormick Center.
McCormick Center.
Yes.
Was it downtown?
Yeah. Ish.
On the lake.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, it was quite an adventure.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from the whole thing.
Yeah. Did you get everything done yesterday?
Yeah, I got my taxes filed yesterday and got some work done and updated blogs and did all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Isn't today tax day? Is it?
Yes.
17th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and I did them yesterday.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. No, I was just thinking because I got all my paperwork probably the first week of February. So I was just like, okay, I'll just take care of this. And so everyone keeps talking about taxes. Like, oh yeah, those happened this year. I just feel really far behind, I guess.
No, I felt like I was being very ahead of the curve by doing them the day before they were due.
Yes.
Early.
Yeah, I don't like to procrastinate.
Procrastinate.
So to be fair, like Adam can mock me about my speech this evening, but on the drive back, so we finish up at like, I don't know, 5 or 6. We pack up and then we're going to do the 8-hour drive back
right.
to Minnesota.
I know that drive.
Now, I believe that I was the first person to wake up just about every single day that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the first person to wake up Sunday morning. We get in the car. Adam and Dave are basically napping for good chunks of the car ride. At one point, I literally jerked the wheel back and forth to see if I could get Adam to bump his head in the window.
Which I did not.
Which you did not. But you did give me a very disgusted look. From the back seat.
Grumble,
like, what
grumble,
the hell
grumble.
Are you doing? I was sleeping back here.
Yeah. I have kind of developed a reputation for myself for being kind of a grouch when I first wake up. Well, I just like my sleep.
I would like that too.
Yeah.
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 I used
so
to
did
do
you
that
do
way.
Did you do the entire drive yourself or did you rotate? Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
I would have driven for you if you wanted me to.
No, I'm sure you would have. It was good.
Shrug.
It was good. Yeah, no, it was a cool weekend.
Cool.
The portfolio review was super cool, but a little off-putting, in the sense that I'm very used to critiques and portfolio reviews being, this is what you suck at. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. This is no good. This is no good. This is what you need to work on.
They don't really do the compliment sandwich.
Not so much. I mean, the very first portfolio review I ever had, the editor that I was fortunate enough to show things to said, this is shit. Don't ever show me stuff again until it's no longer shit. And I said,
well put.
Yeah. And I said, thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Not to take more of your time, but if you could just tell me like one or two things I could work on, I would really appreciate it. And they told me a couple things that they rattled off like three things really quick and walked away. And I was like, and you know, to this day, I'm grateful for that feedback. That was right. A very good thing, but it was very abrupt. And that's kind of where my mindset is when I'm presenting work, is I'm waiting for, this is where face, you suck. Pa. Yeah. And it really was, you do this really well, and I really like how you do this, and if you push those things, it'll get you to where you want to go. And just very constructive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's good. This is how you make it better. And I was like, where's the insult? Yeah. I don't know what to do with this. Do you have any questions? Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Why don't you hate me?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? Tell me what I screwed up.
Oh, God, my stuff is so bad that they pity me and they're giving me compliments.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really cool. It was a refreshing change and hopefully a sign that I'm headed in the right direction.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, what did you think of his story since you weren't at Comic-Con? I mean,
you know, it's something that someday I should probably go to because I see all the photos every year of all you guys going, and it does look pretty neat.
You could be a booth girl.
I could be a booth girl.
We were talking about that. How do you feel about Joel? Who should he dress up as? Superhero.
I gotta give this some thought.
Yeah, I don't really look like anyone all that much in particular.
Well, we were.
Well, you could be done up to look like somebody.
True.
You know, if you had to, you know, shave a little bit or something like that, it would.
Yeah, we were talking about on the drive back. We were kind of texting with Katie and Emily and AJ, who have all been guests on the show, about what we should dress up as, and we concluded that it would be a lot of fun to do the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, for cool.
Where
I was really hurt that I wasn't involved in that.
Well, we just didn't work you into it yet. So we've
Well,
got,
no, I've been given a part.
What are the names of the Powerpuff Girls again?
So here, I'll just list off what we got so far. Emily as Blossom.
Oh,
The pink one. And then Katie as Buttercup.
I thought she was Bubbles.
I mean, Bubbles. Bubbles, the one that wears blue and got the blonde hair, and then AJ as Buttercup.
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
The angry one.
Yes, and then I would be the
professor.
The professor, yes. And then
something
and
seems
Mary.
A little bit inappropriate about this situation.
He created three people in his lab.
Yeah. So Dan, what part were you assigned?
I'm the mayor.
That works. Okay. Mm. That is acceptable. That's,
I even put that as my my Facebook photo is the mayor because he's a classy guy.
Who was their nemesis, the bad guy? I don't know.
Well, there was Mojo Jojo.
Yep,
And then there's the Gangrene Gang.
Oh I forgot about them.
And then there was
the
weird
cross dresser.
Is it she or him? It was one of those two. I think it was him.
I think it was him too.
And it's like lobster claws, but like this weird ruffle thing and a beard, but spoke in a really high voice.
But sometimes switched to a really
low voice when
it got angry. Yep.
Oh, man. Wow. There was a little girl who wanted to be a Powerpuff Girl, but instead she was rich. So she like had some belt thing that made her one. God, I remember a lot of this now.
I feel like if Dan is going to be the mayor, then John should be Miss Cerebellum.
That would be...
You need to have a big enough rack where people can't see your face from a low to high shot.
True, well, yeah. I don't think you can have one without the other.
Yeah.
And doesn't she have the...
The really bushy...
Bushy red hair, yeah. So it's like a red fro that covers her face.
Yeah.
So she's just a body with a red poof on top.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when Cartoon Network came out?
When it was still cool.
When it existed, when it was first created.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
You mean when it was like kind of in tandem with that Hanna-Barbera channel?
Well...
Like they kind of came out in the same cable chunk.
Sort of, yeah. And like before then, the only option was really Nickelodeon.
Right.
Yeah. Those were good days.
Toonami.
Yeah.
I miss Toonami so much.
I caved and bought the third season of Reboot. Oh, God. And I found out that Emily hated Reboot based on the fact that it was before some anime show that she liked. I have no idea what the programming was.
Probably Sailor Moon or something.
I think that that's probably
like
what
that.
It was.
Oh, I hated Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I never really liked Sailor Moon.
Never watched it because I had no interest.
But you got Dragon Ball Z and Gundam Wing and...
Totally missed
Cowboy
both of
Bebop.
Those.
Cowboy Bebop, and they
that
had
was good.
They did a run of Samurai Champloo too, yeah. And
always Inuyasha.
Yep, Inuyasha. What was that one with the really awkward kid with the dark hair, and it was like down in front of his face, and he was always in a school uniform, and he had like the spirit gun attack that he could do.
I don't know.
Oh,
totally
yeah.
Totally out of my depth.
He had the green suit.
Yes.
And he got
you
into a lot
what
of fights.
I'm talking
I
about.
Do know what you're talking yeah. about.
Oh, Tenchi Muyo.
Tenchi Muyo. There you go.
That was
the name. Sounds
no, that's
familiar.
Not. That's different.
No,
though.
I am. I did. I changed the subject there. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
But I just Tenchi Muyo popped into my head, and that was awesome. Oh, and Outlaw Star.
Outlaw Star was pretty groovy.
Yeah.
It didn't make much sense, but it was really, really groovy.
Yeah.
I don't know what anybody's talking about at this point. It's just none of these things
oh
ever
my
hit my radar ever. I was
and
more,
Ronin Warriors.
I was more subject God. To what my sisters wanted to watch. And so they watched a lot of MTV. So at that time, I was doing the Daria... Was it undergrads?
Might have been. Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, that was good. I liked that.
Oh, God. That was Undressed.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That weird soap
yep.
opera-y one.
Yep.
Oh, God. TV was weird. But I've been binging really hard on iTunes on just buying all the stuff from our childhood. Like, I have two seasons of Salute Your Shorts.
Mm.
And lots of Invader Zim.
Oh yeah.
And just and then they have all that stuff on Netflix now too. Rocko's Modern Life is on there. Picked up a lot of Doug. So it's just it is my weakness, because when you see it appear on there, it's like, oh man, I remember how great this show was, and then you get it's like, yeah.
Meh.
I'll watch it in another 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's interesting going back and watching some of those old cartoon shows that we found super entertaining.
Oh, God.
When we were kids, especially looking at it from a more adult perspective. You know, a lot of them have really hidden innuendos.
Everybody on The Adventures mm-hmm. of Pete and Pete smoked.
Yeah.
every adult except for, like, a handful of parents. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one guy, God, he went on to do... Like, of course, everybody who's on the show, if you go back, you'll see so many familiar faces that play these weird extra parts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one guy who's a crossing guard.
Mm.
And every time he was in a scene, he was smoking a cigarette. And it's just like, kids watched this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we just that uptight now where I was just like, it almost seems kind of wrong.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So the answer to the... Ghost Gun, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, yeah.
And while I was looking for that, another show that was on was The Big O.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a funny title. For
yeah.
Any.
And the main character always wore a suit, and his yeah. hair always looked like like a Delta yeah. symbol or something.
Big O!
Yeah.
I was like, I've heard of a Big O before, and It wasn't a giant robot. But okay.
But if it was fair a game. Giant robot. Yeah.
My folks always used to be annoyed by the fact that I would watch Rugrats because they thought that it was a stupid, pointless show. And I'd be like, no, I like Rugrats. It's fun.
There was a moral to those stories.
Yeah. I don't know. There was just something that appealed to me about them. Maybe it was the animation style. There was a lot of imagination in that show. I liked how they took babies and showed their perspective and
personified them more than just these not talking, not
drooly, cryy, laughy, gassy, boopy.
Didn't Danny Baby. Elfman do all of that music too? Somebody did all of that music, and it's just you listen to it now, just like, yep.
I don't know.
Who was it?
I can hear what it sounded like in my head very clearly, but I have no idea who did the music for it.
Let's find out right now.
But yeah, I did watch a couple episodes recently on Netflix, is what it was.
Hmm.
And now I kind of want to watch a couple more. But I remember getting to the point where I had seen every single episode of Rugrats. So whenever it was on, I was like, yep, seen this one. Yep, seen that one. Uh-huh, seen this one.
Basically how I am with Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or South Park in my case.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Mark Mothersbaugh was the composer.
Oh.
He was in Devo, and then he does a lot of music for Wes Anderson.
Wow.
And he does a lot of soundtracks. And I will see how quickly I can. Mark Mothersbaugh. Trying to give. God, wow. Pee Wee's Playhouse. Rugrats. Rushmore. Dead Man on Campus. Revenge of the Nerds 2. The Life Aquatic. Beakman's World. Drop Dead Gorgeous. Just kind of been all over the place.
Interesting.
Like, he didn't work himself into that stereotype like Danny Elfman, but it's, if you listen to his music, you can kind of hear a lot of elements that are very similar.
Right. Cool.
I feel like I cut somebody off, and now I want to remember what that conversation was because it sounded good.
Yeah, how did we get to this?
I don't know, but it got me thinking about another thing. Not to completely derail.
Yeah, derail
ourselves.
Who cares?
But
we'll have
what
a
about
free?
It's
flowing.
A free form. Yes,
okay.
I like this.
Well, you know, speaking of childhood TV shows, what about childhood video games? Because I was thinking about this. There was a game. There was a game when we were kids, and I forget what it was for, and I forget what it was called, but I remember very specifically what it was. I think it was on, like, Dreamcast or Sega Genesis or something.
Okay.
Back in that kind of era. But it's got to be, I mean, to date, probably one of the creepiest video games I've ever played in my life. Even the newer stuff, I think it's got creepier motives than Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
It's pretty out there. It was that one that came with the little... Did you ever play the game that came with a little plastic earpiece? And you'd wear the earpiece, and it was like an assassin type of game where you played the role of like an innocent bystander, and some creepy murderer would whisper into your earpiece who to kill. Do you guys remember
that
game? Yeah.
Hey, Chan, pick up the knife, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd be like, I don't want to do it. And you'd be like, kill the man in the green hat.
Go kill Adam Rickman.
What the fuck?
Do you guys remember that game?
No.
You don't remember that?
Holy shit.
No, I remember playing it in my neighbor's basement and like being just, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. I don't know. But I remember he was like, this is the creepiest game ever. You should try it. I'm like, oh my God.
It's got to be Dreamcast.
I think so. Something. You had to like plug the earpiece like into your controller that plugged into the thing. Everything was wired back then. No wireless, of course, you know.
Yeah, that's creepy as hell.
Yeah. I do not remember for the life of me what it was called. We tried to find the name of it yesterday when I thought of it, and we couldn't find it.
Wouldn't it be funny if you just remembered it that way, and it was actually just like your dad or a creepy uncle who was like whispering in your ear whenever you're playing the game?
Yeah, that would be something. No, I remember, though. Yeah, I had an earpiece. But childhood video games. I was thinking about that.
Oh, I just thought of one.
Yeah?
That was huge. Well, several. I mean, there were two that came on our Macintosh Performa 6300 back in the 90s that were really fun. There was Lode Runner: The Legend Returns, where it's a 2D platformer where you're running around trying to collect gold in this underground setting, and you've got this like blastery thingy that can like destroy one block of the ground like right under you. And there are these bad guys in red robes who follow you around and try and chase you, and if they catch you, they like rip you to shreds and stuff like that. That was one. And then there was Power Pete, which was like a top down shooter where you were an action figure and you were running through a toy store saving baby rabbits.
Nice.
And that one was so much fun. I've been trying to find like an emulator for like Mac OS 7.6 or whatever so I can play it again, but it's proving to be a little harder than one might think. But then the other one that came to mind when you were talking, when that just kind of sparked into my mind, was a game called Escape Velocity.
That sounds really familiar.
Do you guys remember that one? Okay, so you start out with this crappy little ship that's basically like a shuttlecraft. Like, think of a shuttlecraft from Star Trek, and that's what you've got. And it's top down, and so it looks kind of like a strategy game, but you're in space and you can go and land on a planet and like trade, or you can accept missions and get hired to like go deliver something to somebody or track down a pirate in another system. And so it was like a map with circles for the systems, and then there were lines between all the systems. And so
I remember.
Yep. So you'd hit H for hyperspace and then J for jump to go to the next system, and it would do this really cool thing where it would go.
Oh God! I remember that game.
You'd be in the next system, and there were rebels and Confederates who were always battling each other, and there was a mod that I got for it that turned it into Star Wars ships too.
Oh,
so,
man.
it was a great game, and they made sequels to it. But they were never quite as good, as charming as this one. And you can upgrade your ship and like get fighters for your ship. Like you could get like a fighter bay and different weapons like missiles and torpedoes and different like photon blasters and turrets and guns and
You know,
so much fun.
That makes me think. I was thinking this about video games the other day too. Something that makes me feel like I'm aging is, you know, the newer versions of games that were probably semi-classic of our...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
the remake youth. Of games, yeah.
Yeah, or not even the remakes, but, like, you know, the such-and-such game 4 or whatever, where, you know, you try them out. Like, I was really disappointed. And this isn't even that new of a game, which makes me feel really aged.
Yeah.
But I found a disc at my parents' house the other day for Age of Empires 3. And I tried it out. And this isn't a new game. This is probably 2003 back, or something.
Yeah.
But even that, because I remember way back, I used to love Age of Empires 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one,
that was a
way,
great game.
Way too complicated. The new ones. The same issue with like the newer Roller Coaster Tycoon games. Way too complex. It takes all the simplicity out of it, which to me was
all
what
the
made
fun.
It fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best video games I've ever played in my entire life, and I seriously don't think any of you are going to be aware of it. In high school, a friend of mine had a Commodore 64.
Had one.
Nice.
Atari.
And he had a number of joysticks, most of which we broke. And we broke them playing a game called Caveman Olympics,
which sounds awesome.
It is one of the most spectacularly wonderful games I've ever played. And it was kind of like a track and field game, but really screwed up. So fire starting was one of the competitions. And your two guys are literally sitting next to each other, and the controls, basically you slam the joystick left and right really fast to get the sticks rubbing. And then you, like, one control allows you to blow on it.
But if you blow on it, that sounds bad, doesn't it?
It does sound a little bad.
But if you're breathing out oxygen to fuel the flame, if you do that too much, your guy will get dizzy.
Makes sense.
Meanwhile, the only other control is to whack or attempt to whack the other player over the head with the stick you're trying to use to light the fire. And the only way to dodge that is to breathe out oxygen strongly upon the fire to try and light it. Since we're avoiding me saying blow it.
Right. Let me ask you this. Are you sure that you didn't just remember it this way?
Yes. Yes, I'm positive. There was the Dino Vault.
Okay.
Which was the pole vault, but it was over a T-Rex. And so not only are you judged on height and distance, you have to clear a T-Rex, which is trying to snatch you out of the air.
Right.
There's the saber-toothed tiger race. And most of these all involve just wailing on the joystick back and forth as furiously as you can.
What kind of impact did that have, you know, now from your childhood mentally?
I probably have horrible carpal tunnel. But
on the way.
Okay.
I don't think mentally it disturbed me anyway, shape, or form.
Okay.
there was the saber-toothed tiger race where you're both trying to run to the end, but there is a saber-toothed tiger chasing you.
Oh, okay.
And the first person to the tree gets to climb up to safety, and the second person gets eaten by the saber-toothed tiger.
Right.
And so your two moves are running, and if you are close enough to the guy in front of you, you can hit the button, and you will grab him by the shoulders and fling him back towards the tiger. there was the mate toss. So, like, you drag out your woman by her hair, and you swing her in a big circle and try to throw her as far as you possibly can.
It's a hammer throw, but...
Yeah. And in some instances, if you didn't throw her far enough, she would get up and come back and, like, punch your guy. It was awesome.
It sounds wonderful.
Fantastic. And you just, like, have to stock up on joysticks, because you know that after playing it for a while, you are going to ruin every joystick you use for this game.
See, that's the kind of game that I feel like if they tried to reproduce it in like 1080p, 3D, it would lose the fun immediately. But if they were going to revive that one and they did it 8-bit with like Commodore 64 graphics weren't all that great, but if they updated it to like Super NES generation, mm-hmm. where it still has that 8-bit like
I think the Commodore 64
charm,
was brilliant.
That was.
I couldn't ask any more from those graphics than what they delivered.
I actually had something about video games that I wanted to show you that was crazy. There is a video out of a guy completing Zelda Ocarina of Time in 23 minutes.
What?
How is that possible?
Because there is a glitch in the game where you can escape the forest before you grow up, or before you, you know, wander around and everything.
Yeah.
So you can get a lot of weird, like, shortcuts, and you get to the end of the game, and you just defeated Ganon as Small Link.
Whoa.
It's the weirdest thing to watch, but it's the complete 24 minutes from beginning to end.
Okay, send me that, because that sounds mind-blowing.
Yeah. I used to time myself on how quickly I could beat the SNES game Mega Man X. I would time myself on that game. And I don't remember how fast I got, but it was pretty quick. Pretty quick.
Well, this is a perfect time to transition into Movie Bluff, because it's time to transition into Movie Bluff.
Hey!
Really?
How convenient is that?
And I swear I have a good one to start with this time.
Okay.
I'm 0-3 so far.
Yeah. You got a softball.
I think I can do this.
Okay. Rock it.
Bill Murray movie.
Zombieland?
And then you have to lock it in with either movie or cast.
Oh, yes. Cast.
Woody Harrelson.
Nice.
And then movie or cast?
Movie.
Oh, that guy. I was really hoping you were going to say cast. Bummer.
I don't know anybody else in Zombieland. I've
okay.
never seen it.
Well, then, good on you.
Yeah, because he said movie, so you can't call his bluff on that.
Yeah.
So where are you going with that, though? I got a good one.
Crap. I know the name and I know the actor. I just can't think of anything he's been in.
I got two.
I think I actually have one as well. I think I've got one.
I feel like such
I think I'm about to get a point.
I think it's pretty close.
I feel like such a failure as a person right now. I'm gonna give you a point.
All right.
What did you have, Dan?
Kingpin.
Okay.
The bowling movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which actually had Bill Murray in it as well.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the other one was Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Mm. Who was he in that?
He played himself in a cameo with, it was that rocket gag where everyone was like, oh, it looks like Woody.
Yeah. Okay.
Woody Harrelson.
All right.
Those were my two. Mm. So, Joel, you have the first point.
Woo!
There you go. And I start, and it goes to Adam. And since he's come up, I will start with another actor and say Keanu Reeves' movie.
The Matrix cast.
Oh, that's really hard.
I got...
Oh.
Two?
There you go.
Is that coming to me?
Yeah,
that's,
it is.
That's coming to you, Joel.
Okay. Man, not seen that movie in a long time. And I know who I want to say, but I think it's wrong.
Hmm. Because I can, for one of them, I can link it from one movie to another movie, but I can't think of the guy's name. It's like that face.
Bad skin.
Yep. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's going to bug me because he was other things, too.
Oh, my God. I guess I'm going to say Hugo Weaving.
Nice.
And, God, I don't know which way to go with this.
It sounded like John had one.
And then I'm going to go with movie.
Ooh, Hugo Weaving movie.
I have no idea who Hugo Weaving is.
The rule that we have is you have to describe the character that he played in the previous movie named, so...
Okay.
Who was Hugo?
We can give you that.
He was the bad guy.
Which one?
The Mr. Anderson guy.
Oh.
He was the RoboCop
dude. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That guy.
Yeah.
So you have to name a movie of his.
Oh, God.
I can think of four.
Yes. I just got that, too.
God, I know.
That's like one. No, wait.
I know. I've seen him in stuff before.
I can think of at least two.
Oh.
And we've hinted at one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Though he really has a Billy Bob Thornton face.
I am so going to love if I get a second point off of this.
Oh, man. And I am right here waiting.
I know I've seen something. I just can't figure it in my head. I'm going to give you a point.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome. You could have said...
Because you could have just said Matrix 2.
Oh, really? I can do that?
Yeah. A different movie.
Yeah, it is a different movie. Or, okay, so woo! I had seven movies I could have... No,
oh,
six
you're
movies?
Up to seven now? Six. Wow. I had V for Vendetta. I had all three Lord of the Rings movies.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain America, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was Red Skull.
Bad Skin.
Yeah.
Got that reference now?
Well, in Bad Skin, I was thinking of Morpheus. Morpheus.
Yeah.
Bad
Lawrence,
Skin.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Thank you.
I think they should have cast Samuel L. Jackson for him.
Because that's where I was getting. I was like, that was the first thing that popped into my mind was Samuel L. Jackson. I was like, no, it's not him. It's somebody. It's Lawrence Fishburne. But I couldn't think Lawrence Fishburne. All I could think of, he's got really bad skin.
I totally thought of Hugo as Red Skull. So I was like, oh yeah, bad skin. Totally makes sense. But yeah, so Joel, you have 2 points already.
Wow, I'm killing it.
Yeah, and I start again, and it goes to John.
Oh boy.
And
I feel like I have prime real estate for this game right now.
Something.
I almost had you there. If you hadn't thought of Hugo Weaving, you would have been up the creek.
Well, there was... well, we'll get to that later. Harrison Ford movie.
Oh.
I had one other.
Give you something.
Indiana Jones.
Specify.
Which one?
The very first one.
Which was titled...
Okay, we'll go.
We need specificity in this game.
Mulligan. We will go... oh, you know what? Let's do the crappy new one. We'll do the Crystal Skull.
Okay. There you
and
go.
We'll say... we will say...
Smeagol.
Cast.
We will say...
Cast.
Cast.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I can do cast. Shia LaBeouf.
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 And I'm going to go movie. I'm going to make this easy for you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You have so many quality movies to choose from.
I have my answer.
I also have the answer that I want him to give me in the worst way.
I'm going to say... Transformers.
I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Cast.
Okay. What did you have?
Which Transformers?
I was hoping
the first one was just Transformers.
I was hoping it would have gone with Holes.
Good one.
Because really, if you're going to talk quality Shia LaBeouf movies.
Even Stevens?
TV show, yep.
That was mine, but I couldn't think of the girl's name.
LaBeouf.
Okay, so...
But Transformers.
Transformers, okay. Cast. Oh, there's that dad. Oh, God, what's his name?
Nobody knows that guy's name.
Yeah, I can picture him in so many movies, I just can't think of his name. So I will just go with Megan Fox.
Because you kind of have to.
Yeah, movie.
Mm. Oh, God. She was in that really, really bad movie with the cowboy dude that had the messed up face. What was that movie called?
Oh, right. I totally did not know where you're going with that at first because I was thinking of a different movie. Like,
oh, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Oh, man.
I think Dan might be about to get a point.
Wait.
Oh, no. He has options.
He does have options.
It's just he described out loud one that he couldn't recall initially.
Yeah, but I can't think of the name of that one.
Oh, yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
Well, and does straight to video count?
It has to have IMDb presence.
Okay.
That's pretty easy to do.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Think to the last time it fell to you and you couldn't...
Transformers 2.
Just wanted to help you out that time.
And we will say cast.
Oh, you ass.
One thing that hasn't come up very often, but something that we can mention, is backtracking is allowed as long as you don't hit back through the same process in which it was reached to that. So... you could name somebody who's been named already as long as you don't follow that same route. If that made any sense.
I thought it was you can't use the same name in the same round when it comes to actors.
Oh, I like that rule. We can do that instead.
That's easier.
Yeah.
Oh, got mine.
I try not to think about Transformers 2.
It was a mistake.
So this is this is a hard one.
There we go.
Glad it's not my turn.
Those two little robots.
I had the first name, not the last name.
The two little robots that were a real big.
I am proud of this answer, so, having never seen this movie.
If I understand this correctly, I can call John's bluff, and he will have to name another cast member from the movie. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm going to call John's bluff. No! I don't think he can name anybody else from that movie.
Hold on.
I've got one. I can't think of.
Oh man,
that'll teach you.
Wait,
since it won't come back to me this way.
Wait. Let me just mentally picture this movie right now.
You do that.
You do have 30 seconds, by the way.
Okay.
28.
Was Megatron 26. In the second one?
Yeah.
25.
Kinda.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that or that.
I'm gonna,
where are we at on time?
10 seconds.
Oh, Jesus.
7.
God, what is that guy's 6, name? I'm thinking 5, of like the dude that plays the FBI 4, guy.
Yep, that's who I am. And your time is up. We're thinking of John Turturro.
Yes!
John Turturro.
He was who I was thinking of. But I kept coming up with Harold Ramis.
Ooh.
And I was like, but it's not Harold Ramis. John Turturro, I'm up to 3 points.
But you know who was the voice of Megatron in the first one? It was Hugo Weaving, wasn't it?
But who was it in the second one? Because we weren't talking about the first movie.
I can't remember if Megatron was in the second
one. I am scrolling through. By the way, Rainn Wilson was in 2 as a weird segue. I'm not seeing a lot of voice names unless I totally missed it.
There was that dude who was in the Vegas show. I want to say like Josh something, Duchamel or something like that.
Yeah, Duhamel.
Duhamel.
And Tyrese Gibson.
Oh yeah, Tyrese.
And the dad, Kevin Dunn.
Kevin, yeah, nobody knows him.
Nobody knows him, but
we all know him, but we don't know his name.
He's one of those character actors.
Yeah.
So
he's a that guy actor.
Yeah. So, Joel, you kind of finished the game a little early.
I'm just that good.
So we actually have time to either play Build a Title if we want, or play another round of this and see if we can sneak it in, or what do you think, Adam?
How are we doing on time? How much time do we have?
12.
Oh, okay.
I would say up to 20, comfortably.
Well, given the nature of the Build a Title game that I observed just Dave and Joel playing...
It was epic.
They could go for hours, so...
Well, they...
we did go for hours.
No, I mean they, as in, you know, Dave's not here to contribute the other half.
But I figure one of the three of us could keep it going.
Yes.
But, so I would vote for Movie Bluff again.
A little more Movie Bluff?
Yes. And then maybe Build a Title as a bonus track?
What is Build a Title?
We'll explain it when we get there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Adam, you'd actually start this one and send it back Joel's way.
Excellent. I will say... I want to say Imogen Poots really bad, but I won't because... I only know of one movie she's been in, which is enough, but that's cheap.
Yeah, it's not that softball start that we
like. Yes, we like the softball start. So, in that spirit, I'm going to say Colin Firth movie.
Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting start.
Dear God. A lot of British movies. God, what was that? crappy one with Zellweger.
Oh, yeah.
I know he was in that. I'm trying to remember if he was in Four Weddings and a Funeral. I don't think he was, though.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those ones where you know that he's in a couple things, but it's just like, wait.
I feel like I should just name any Jane Austen turned into a movie, and the answer is probably yes. yeah, what was that Renee Zellweger piece of crap thing?
Would you like me to softball something else?
I'm actually somewhat tempted just to call your bluff, because I don't know if you could name a movie he was in either.
Really?
I'm kind of wondering, because he is one of those guys.
Three. At least. Four. Give me a second, I'll probably... Five.
Was Renee Zellweger in three of those?
No. Seven. Totally forgot to count that one.
I think that's the problem. That's the only movie I can think of that I know he's been in, and it's preventing me from thinking of other movies.
I hate when that happens.
I've got about seven at this point, at least. Eight. All right. Anything?
I'm going through my catalog of movies with an awkward British man.
yeah. Oh, God, that's another good one. Yep. Nine.
Has his 30 seconds surpassed?
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
I'm just going to say bluff on Adam.
The King's Speech.
There's
the
one.
King's Speech. Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I was softballing it.
What was the one that I was thinking of?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Or Bridget Jones' Diary 2.
Yeah, okay.
They made a sequel.
I should have just said Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah.
And been like, I'm pretty sure he was Mr. Darcy. He had to have played Mr. Darcy at some point.
Mm-hmm. Because he was in the two-tape Jane Eyre.
Yeah. But then no matter which way I went, all anybody would have to do is go bluff. And I'd
you
be
mean,
like, I don't
yeah.
know.
What else?
By Sense and Sensibility, you mean Pride and Prejudice, right?
Sure, it's like the same book.
Basically. So
both have something and something in the title. So,
so Adam, you have the first point, and John starts, and it goes to Joel.
Mm. Hooray!
Okay. A new mix in the direction starting game.
Think of somebody...
John Candy.
Think of an actor or movie. Any
or TV show.
Actor
or TV show.
Or movie. Or TV show.
But obviously we try to start softball. So.
Okay. Okay, so I won't go crazy.
Right.
It's
kind of like Hacky Sack, where you want everyone to participate in that first one, then after that it's like hit it in somebody's face.
Yeah. This should be pretty easy, I think.
Yeah, I heard that the last time. But go for it.
Man, I want to play Hacky Sack.
Dexter. Not Dexter's Laboratory. I'm talking
Dexter. Yeah,
you're
talking about the HBO show?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Cast.
Ooh.
I got one.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, God.
Joel.
I'm just drawing blanks the second round.
Were you with us when we were watching Dexter... last year?
No.
Okay.
But I have watched Dexter on my own.
Yeah.
So I should feel pretty... Okay. John Lithgow.
There it is.
Mm. Whew.
That's what I had.
I feel better.
I almost had a point.
And I'm going to say movie.
Okay.
Please.
I want to say it.
Please.
I do.
Do
I
it.
Really do.
Do it.
But I have to think of who else was in that one.
And I think we all know what movie he's thinking of now.
I actually have a weird one too.
I want to say it because it's too good not to say. Harry and the Hendersons movie.
Movie. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. That was definitely not my first choice. My first choice was Third Rock from the Sun, Cast.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, and then What's-His-Face was in it.
Yep, there are a couple What's-His-Faces in it.
Given your previous statement, I don't think I will call your bluff. Oh, my God. I never, ever watched that.
You never saw that one?
No.
Can you pass in this game?
No. It's one-on-one kind of thing.
All right. If you don't know it, it's just your failure for never watching it or paying attention in my case.
I do have one.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Actually, I have two.
He was in it, wasn't he?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a point on that. I don't know.
French Stewart.
French Stewart was my second choice.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. Yep.
And Jane...
Oh, God. Curtin. Yes.
Jane Curtin.
And Kristen Stewart? No, Kristen... God, what's her last name?
Bell?
No.
No, the...
Big Amazonian lady.
Yeah.
What? Kristen something.
I don't know.
But yeah. And Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Newman.
No, not that.
No. Newman. Newman from Seinfeld. Newman.
Yeah.
So... I have a point, and
I have
Adam,
a point.
You have a point, and that's where we are, right?
Yep,
that's
so
where we're at.
So, Joel, you start, and it goes to John.
Okay. I'm going to start this off.
You got to choke up a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to start off with Ghostbusters.
And?
Cast.
And Cast.
Because I know you can't say movie, but we just like people to get in the good habit of throwing it right after.
That's fine. You have so many to choose from.
A couple of them have already come up in one way or another.
Bill Murray?
Counts.
Can I still do that?
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah.
Movie? Can I still do that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I will say The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Ah, that's a quality thing.
And I will say Cast.
Oh, I know lots of people were in that. Owen Wilson, movie.
So many to choose from.
It's true.
He's so dreamy.
I've got my dirty answer.
Owen Wilson.
I've got mine. I've got mine, the one that I would say if it was my turn.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And I know where it'd go, too. Take your pick.
I'm going to go with Wedding Crashers. And then follow up with Cast.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, there are a couple of good ones in this.
Yeah, his co-star is who I'm thinking of because he's in a lot of stuff.
He is.
Oh, Jesus, his name is on. Then that and the redheaded girl, too. I know she's in a bunch of stuff, too.
Yep.
And I can't think of either names. Oh, my God.
The father-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the father-in-law.
Oh, that was a standout one.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm going to leave this in John's hand.
God.
I like playing this game with you, John. I just want you to know that.
There's a really obvious kind of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm really bad at this game. Because I can remember the whole movie and all the funny things that they said and did, but I don't remember the names of anyone.
Another one.
It's like a weird form of amnesia.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
You enjoyed the show for show's sake,
right?
You didn't.
I don't pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes, really. I just kind of get entertained by it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a point.
Okay.
Yeah. Meatloaf.
Oh,
Mom! Meatloaf.
Oh my God! I forgot about him.
Meatloaf.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
he would have been one.
Yeah.
God, Walken, I forgot he was in that.
Christopher Walken was the dad.
Yep. Oh, Christopher. Oh.
Rachel McAdams.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Vince Vaughn, that's his name.
Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
Or Ilsa Fisher.
There were some good people.
Yeah, there are a lot of people to go with.
Okay, wow. So Joel has a point now.
Point!
Everyone has a point except for John. You're yet to score. Starts with me, goes to you, and I will set you up and say Will Ferrell. Movie, as if that it, you know, switched spots almost.
I will say Elf cast.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Elf and cast.
Oh, right.
Kind of an older one.
And I probably can't say Tyrion Lannister.
Ah. I don't think he was in that one.
He was.
He was?
Yeah. I also could not say Station Agent, but he was in that. So I'm trying to think of James Caan.
There you go.
Is who I'm trying to think
James
of.
James Caan.
Whew. Okay.
Now, I've got my answer for this.
Now where to go with that?
Oh.
Whew. I guess I'm going to go with movie.
Just. Come on.
Who did he play? Because I want to make sure that.
He was the dad.
Okay.
He kind of has the Brillo fro.
Oh, and I just remembered who the mom was.
The dad.
Not by name, but by face.
Hmm.
James Caan.
Oh, James,
you know, the father of Scott Caan. Who's on the new Hawaii 5-0.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, man.
Every time it's just like, it's right there, and I know all these great answers.
Yeah, sorry. Because I honestly can't put his face in my brain.
That
would make it
if
harder.
You could see him, it would be much, much easier.
Yeah, I know it
or
would.
Or even if you could picture his voice. Because I think if you could picture his voice, you'd be like, oh!
Yeah.
That guy. Yep.
And well, you could, honestly, there are about 100 movies
mm-hmm.
that you could just throw up the title and odds are he's been in them.
Great.
Anything?
I'm just going to go with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Cast. I think you're crazy.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that would be a fail.
Yeah. So Joel, you have 2 points.
Yay!
Adam has a point, I have a point. John gets a score. I start, it goes to Adam.
And just as an aside, with James Caan, you could have named almost any mobster movie. Casino, Goodfellas, Godfather, and your odds are really good that he would have been in one of them. Because he's in almost every mob movie made.
Okay. I am looking him up because I just need a picture of his face.
Really? As soon as you'll see it, you're like, James Caan.
You're like, oh, the guy who was in all the mob movies.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yep. Right?
There he is.
Okay. Cripes. So here's my starting point.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks movie.
A movie that Mel Brooks has been in?
Yes.
Seriously? Wow. Okay.
Softball, you know?
Yeah. But which one should I go with?
Because I figured, you know, it's that classic comedy can link to a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, optimistically.
The night is young and you're so beautiful.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll go with Robin Hood Men in Tights. Cast.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cary Elwes.
Ah.
And I'm going to say movie. I'm trying to be nice, John.
I should probably be shot or hung for this, but can you describe the character that that individual played?
He played Robin Hood, the man in tights.
Oh, Jesus.
He has blonde hair.
Yep.
He's very charming.
He's gotten kind of chubby recently.
He has.
In a Val Kilmer kind of way.
A little bit, yeah. But back then, he was the bomb.
He is.
He is extremely well known for one particular performance, though.
Other than
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes.
I wish so much that I could name another person from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
But you just have to name a movie that Cary Elwes was in.
I know.
This could go in a very positive direction.
It could.
It could.
It could if I knew it.
Yeah.
I tried so hard to give you a softball.
I know. This is the part in your show when everyone's like, oh my God, John is the lamest guest ever.
No, because you're funny the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You make up for it.
I hope so. I'm going to give you a point.
Yes. So he was Princess Bride.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know exactly who I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we could have said Mandy Patinkin and Andre the Giant. And
but the Andre the Giant one would be kind of hard
to
follow
up. I wish you
would have
said Dave Chappelle. Because then I could have just gone off. Like, no, I loved his show.
Yeah, I was
Dave Chappelle in Robin Hood?
He was the black guy.
Oh, okay. Yep.
A chew.
A black right. sheriff? What? You worked in Blazing Saddles?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. I feel better, though, because
now you've
I was
won
suffering
twice.
At the beginning, and now I'm up to 2 points.
Well,
and
up to two games. No, I thought that was three.
No, he's at...
No, it's I'm at two. James Caan, Cary Elwes.
Oh, that's right. I just expect you to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, be out there.
Dan and I have a point. Joel has two.
Two.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. Well, then we'll have to make this one kind of quick. And I start and it goes to John, and I will say...
Oh, I've got a really good softball. Really good. You want my softball?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Movie.
Ah, relevant.
Titanic cast.
Okay.
Oh my God, you know what I should have said?
Billy Zane.
Ooh.
Movie.
Pick me! Pick me!
The Mummy.
That too.
What's his name?
That cast. One guy.
Cast, I've got it.
God, I was really hoping you were going to say Zoolander. So that would put me with Brendan Fraser. I can comfortably say movie.
Oh.
Remember...
Yes. Oh, my God. The synapses in my mind, they're not connecting. Oh, God.
It's a little bit easier than you think.
I know it is. That's the problem. Brendan Fraser, he played the Mountie. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want you
totally
to go there.
Totally did not see going that way.
Please go the easy way.
Oh.
Please go the easy way.
What is the easy way? I don't
know. Oh, my God, John. You cannot do this three times. You seriously cannot do this three times.
Oh, Jesus.
It's happening. It really is. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Think back. What fucked you up before? Duh.
What?
Wait. Can we I'm sorry, rewind for a moment.
Yes.
And can you retell what
so I remember said Brendan Hugo Frazier
movie, so you have to name a movie that Brendan Fraser has been in.
Yeah.
Right.
Much like you had to name a movie that Hugo Weaving was in after we said The Matrix.
It's true.
Or that other actor.
I'm trying to remember what it was too.
But what?
Oh, I think when I... Is that when I said Megan Fox? Yeah. That's when I said Megan Fox.
Yeah.
We're talking about a sequel here. But I don't know what sequel we're talking about.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I think...
You zoned out a bit. Yeah.
I think, Julie, you should just get it for that.
Yeah, you can just have it.
Because, you know, there's The Mummy 2.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, God.
Yes.
I forgot completely about those. Like, I wasn't just even making the connection.
Because he had said The Mummy.
I was so ready, too.
Oh, God.
I was so ready to run with that.
What were you going to say?
With what's her name?
I was hoping he would go Mummy 2 cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go with Dwayne Johnson.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah. And then I could have gone to Scorpion King, and then I could have said Kelly Hu.
Oh, man.
And then...
Or he could have said Walking Tall.
No. Huh?
Johnny Knoxville.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
And nobody would know.
So many Dakota Fanning. So, Joel, you've won two games.
No, I think you got that point.
Wait, what was the movie called that he played the Mountie in?
Because you said...
I'm just messing this all up. It's
you
too,
said
it's
The
too,
Mummy
I
and gave it to him.
I thought that he had...
No, I was waiting
was
to run
with
it.
Was there like a Dudley Do-Right movie?
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I was praying that John would not come up with Dudley Do-Right because I was like, I have no idea.
He was also in George of the Jungle, Brendan.
Yes, I was prepared to go with John Cleese. Blast from the Past, Christopher Walken.
He was on Scrubs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's been a lot of Encino Man.
I get, yeah.
Pauly Shore.
I guess that I have 2 points and Joel has 2 points. Adam, you have a point. Yeah. Joel, you start and it goes to John.
Okay.
John needs a spike.
This is really tough because I felt like I gave you a huge softball last time.
I'm trying to
redefine what a softball is.
Movie lore was equivalent to IQ, I'd probably not be a functional
baseline
human being.
I've got a good softball.
I would be a vegetable.
Okay. So I realize the goal is to toss up a softball, but I'm pretty sure I could just spike one down and get an end.
Kill
to this.
It. Yeah.
You want me? So I'm just gonna I'm gonna make this Democratic. Should I just kill this? Or should I try to lob
spike
the softball?
It and see if I can do it? Because how amazing would that be if I just like?
It would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. John, John has accepted your challenge.
For the hero point, if he can pull this off.
Sometimes I come
that
through
that Suvant kind of thing
from the ashes kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ready?
I'm ready.
Canadian bacon cast.
Yeah.
The hell?
That's right.
Got it.
I
don't
can
know.
Can we add pineapple?
No.
Delicious.
You can have that point.
Okay. John Candy.
John Candy.
Oh, that doesn't sound as good as pineapple.
It was, I think, Michael Moore's second movie.
Mm-hmm.
After Roger and Me.
So,
yeah.
Now you've won. I keep telling you've won. And you've
and
just
now I have officially won.
Locked it in. Two games in a row.
Yeah, I've dominated.
We should wrap up. And do you have anything that's going on after Friday that you would like to plug? Anything that you are either doing or something that you just want supported? And supported.
You know, honest to God, the big one was going out to C2E2, and now that that's over with, it's kind of work as usual. I'm always looking for illustration work. You can see samples of my work at Joel Vollmer, joelvollmer.wordpress.com. or joelvollmer.blogspot.com, or my sketch blog at fingertwitchings.wordpress.com.
Hmm.
Aside from that.
Twitter at all?
Nothing. I'm not, I don't do the tweets.
Okay.
Sounds like a disease. I have a bad case of the tweets.
I think for some people it is a disease.
I was just thinking back to what... Stephen Colbert said about Twitter when it was first coming out, and he's like, "Yes, I've twatted before."
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. So, John,
how about you? Do you have anything that you're doing or you want supported in some way, shape, or form? Aren't you? Is your orchestra? Are you still a part of that?
I am. Yeah. It's
anything coming up?
Not really. No. We're taking a temporary break.
I tried.
No, that's a good. That's a good point, though. We just had a concert like a couple weeks ago, but we're currently in the process of hiring a new director, and so we've gotten through all the rounds of that business, and so kind of we're just on a little break until we get the final guy, and I may not participate next time around because I'll actually be doing grad school this fall.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Which will be cool.
But since you've teased this organization up, what's the name of the orchestra?
It's the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra.
There we go.
Typically plays at St. Michael's Lutheran Church in Bloomington.
Okay.
That's also where we rehearse, but we also do little concerts around the area, so pretty fun. It's one of the more, what's the way to put it? It's one of the really, how do I put it without offending other groups? It sounds good.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. I like that. Nice and simple.
Yeah, it sounds pretty darn good. A lot of the members are semi-professional, professional, or in the education field in some way, and so a lot
of people know what they're doing.
They keep their chops up, you know. So, which is nice. It's a lot of fun to play with. So,
and then, are you on Twitter?
You know, I also do not have the. I do
not
tweets. I don't do.
You have a case of the tweets?
No, I find Twitter creepy. I'm in that way. I'm like an old person that's set in my ways. And I figure why tell the world where I am and what I'm doing at all times of the day? I like to be mysterious.
Making a sandwich. Yeah. LOL.
Yeah. Lols. Making a sandwich with peanut butter.
Stub my toe. Yeah. Ouch. Unhappy face.
I know.
Yeah.
See, things like that, you know.
So. I don't like to the club. Followers. Winky face.
Yeah.
So can I make a weird plug?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is kind of like a plug of bitterness and mild disappointment. So I would be plugging SpringCon, which is a comic convention coming up here in Minnesota in the Minneapolis Twin Cities area very, very soon. But I won't actually be going to it because I didn't get a table space.
Lame.
Well, yes. you can endorse something that you're
You could go to SpringCon and support the local comic community, which would be great. Just don't expect to see me there because I don't have a table.
Well, they could see you there if you, you know,
if I went and walked around. Yeah. Yeah.
In random happenstance.
Yes, I
find Joel at
randomly
SpringCon.
Might be there, but it seems unlikely at this point. But if you wanted to support the local comic community, SpringCon would be a good venue.
Do you know how long
was
until
that
it's
too
coming up?
Bitter?
No.
Okay. No.
It's not like you said sneak in through a window.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay.
Because I love them, I would like to be a part of it. It's just
didn't sync up.
Have not. Found me worthy, I guess.
It didn't work out this year.
No, it did not work out this year.
Yeah.
So, Adam, how about you?
Nothing too notable on the horizon this week. Check in next week.
And then Twitter?
Yes, at @ADAMERDMANN, as always. Haven't been using it a whole lot lately. I did tweet a little bit about C2E2 and the exciting things that happened there. But yeah, if I feel so inclined, I try to keep my tweets interesting and not about what kind of sandwich I'm making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and Dan,
I am in no way associated with this, but I am just excited for it. Is the Jungle Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota, is going to be doing Noises Off June and July. I believe.
That's a fun play.
Walked past that poster and definitely made a mental note to like, okay, I'd go see this live. I like the movie with Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
So I'm optimistic that the Jungle Theater can do the same. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, where I'm trying to use it more. A bit. But other than that, you can find the podcast at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find bonus tracks, including any games that we're going to play after this, and our mic check, and all the other mic checks and bonus tracks that we've done before, all of our old episodes, photos, things like that. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for Joel or John's name, since they are now iTunes searchable, if not already before, since they've already been on the show. You can find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where you can get updates about the website, about the show, photos, fun things like that. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook at facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can hear Buffering on our Stitcher, on Stitcher Smart Radio. And Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Right. So thank you for listening. We did go really long, but, you know, two games in one. How can you lose? So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for listening to our 30th episode, and we will see you next week here in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Woo!
Woo!
Bye-bye.
Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Adios.